Sadly for Alex Mearns, he never made it as a footballer. But now he's top of the league presenting the Football Hour on Spectrum Sino.
Yes, 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 I'm back. This is the Football Hour. How are you doing? Thank you for always choosing to listen to the Football Hour every Tuesday on Spectrum Sino. I've got a little present for you who stay loyal, who listen. Even to the new ones, this is for you. Because hello and welcome to the Football Hour Pick of the Goss feature. I know you always ask me this, what is Pick of the Goss? And I always answer, well, Pick of the Goss is all about the BBC gossip column, because we all know that column is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from all around the football world. Here we go. I always say it, I know, and you know, every morning you get to work, you respond to those boring, turgid emails from Richard in the finance department asking you to send over those invoices. Then, after the invoices are sent to Richard, you have a decision to make, don't you? Should you crack on with some proper work, or should you waste 10 minutes scrolling the BBC gossip column? And, as I said, I know and you know, you always pick the BBC gossip column because it is amazing. Now the season is over and the transfer gossip gets even more ridiculous, I decided I will do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC gossip column. It's a good little feature, isn't it? See, I knew you'd like it. Are you ready, goss pickers? Because here is our top 10. In at number 10, Monaco have demanded £55 million from Arsenal for winger Thomas Lemar. At number 9 in the charts, The Independent announced Inter Milan will tell Manchester United to come up with a serious offer if they want to sign Ivan Perisic. At 8, the London Evening Standard state Chelsea are prepared to sell Matic to rivals Man United as long as they meet their £50 million asking price. Straight in at number 7, the boys at the Evening Standard again say Moussa Sissoko, who joined Spurs from Newcastle for £30 million last season, is still part of Pochettino's plans. Highest new entry at 6. West Brom are preparing a £10 million bid for Manchester United defender Christopher Smalling. Into the top 5, Everton have offered £40 million plus a further £5 million in add-ons for Swansea's Gylfie Sigurdsson. At 4 and down 2 spots this week, Chelsea will make an offer for Arsenal's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain but face stiff competition from Man City for his signature. Up 10 places this week into number 3, the Standard state Arsene Wenger has denied Alexis Sanchez is on the verge of a £70 million move to PSG. Ooh, 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 diddly, 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 diddly. Our number 2 hit it from the Express. Expressed knowledge that PSG are confident of signing Neymar for £196 million and a contract worth £27 million a year after tax. And our number 1 goss is... The Sunday Mirror say Barcelona are ready to offer £80 million for Liverpool midfielder. It's not Lucas Leiva because he's left. It's Philippe Coutinho. Philippe Coutinho might be making his way to the new camp. Wow.
Better than a last-minute winner away from home. The Football Hour on Spectrum Sino.